Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code Howie50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
They said the stock market will boom if I'm elected. If he's elected, the stock market will crash.
Stocks now down $7.6 trillion since President Biden took office.
It has hit record after record after record on my watch.
I am never going to financially recover from this.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You made the playoffs and beat the Brewers and Dodgers. And, you know, it's been celebrated for success in the 90s, five times World Series in a decade.
I never realized how boring this game is.
This idea that somebody is living with a lobbyist when there are 1,513 available apartments in Lansing, Michigan.
My husband and I would like to talk with you about that.
Living in the residence.
I'm living with another man.
Come and knock on our door. Please come into.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
So Joe Biden was talking to or meeting with the Braves today at the White House. You know, back in the day, used to be a big headline in the papers when the Red Sox were mathematically eliminated from the pennant race. It happened yesterday. Just nobody cared.
I'm shocked.
I don't think anybody even knew they were playing or that they're still playing. But that's our baseball talk for the day. 844-500-4242.
You want to bet? We've got a lot of Joe Biden cuts talking baseball.
Oh, we're going back to the old days of the Boston Braves. The Boston Braves, yes. Then became the Milwaukee Braves. Now they're the Atlanta Braves. Goes back a long, long way. Anyway, it is 43 days out from the midterm elections. And, you know, I know the Democrats were trying to whistle by the graveyard and say everything was under control again because they were riding on the wings of abortion. They were riding on the wings of the Inflation Reduction Act, which has now been renamed some kind of climate boondoggle. They were riding on the wings of the insurrection in January 6th. Well, I don't think that's happening anymore. I think they're crashing on inflation and crime and the southern border. And if you want to see what's really going on, check out Nancy Pelosi, Madam Speaker's appearance at a music festival in Central Park in New York on Saturday night. And, you know, it's not usually a good thing for a politician to make a public appearance anywhere other than a political rally because, you know, people are there to watch a football game or a NASCAR race or hear, in this case, a musical concert. But you would think if any place would be safe territory for a Democrat, it would be Central Park on an early fall evening in September in Manhattan. But no, she was booed. She was booed. And then there was the election in Italy. The first woman ever has been elected prime minister. Her name is Giorgia Meloni. And she leads the Brothers of Italy, a party with a lineage tracing to the fascist parties of the country's past. The fascist parties of the country's past, as opposed to Kamala Harris, who was the second in command of a party with a lineage tracing to the racist policies of the country's past.
Right, so we can just call Democrats blanket racist now, right?
Right.
Because I heard on one of the networks over the weekend, a candidate, she was called just a fascist candidate. outright because she went against woke policies.
You know, this connection to the Ku Klux Klan, this is not exactly something, back in the dim mists of the past. I mean, Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia, who was the head of the Ku Klux Klan after World War II in West Virginia, he only died about 10 or 12 years ago.
Barbaric.
Obama went to his wake or his funeral and delivered the eulogy. Hillary Clinton, who's now very concerned about Nazis in Youngstown, Ohio, at the Trump rally, she spoke at his funeral as well.
Poor dog died. The dog died.
You know, I just think they're kidding themselves here about what's going to happen. You know, Robert Cahaly, the head of Trafalgar Polling, we had him on a couple of weeks ago. We're going to try to have him on again this week. And he's been talking more about what he talked with us about, which is the fact that the voters who used to be sort of hidden voters, you know, this has been going on for a long time. People don't want to talk about if they're voting for conservative candidates or anti-establishment candidates because they're just afraid that it's just not socially acceptable if indeed their responses aren't tracked by the deep state or the powers that be. But now he says that this guy, Robert Cahaly, who seems to be one of the most successful pollsters in America, he says that the conservative, the Trump, the Republican, whatever you want to call him, voter, is no longer hidden. He's now submerged. After you see all these speeches, you know, if you're compared to a fascist, you're a semi-fascist, you're a domestic terrorist, you're a white supremacist. Even if you're black or Hispanic, excuse me, you're a white supremacist. So, you know, I think that there's going to be this hidden groundswell. This is what Spiro T. Agnew, the former vice president, used to call the silent majority. They are now the submerged majority, and they're very angry. In my estimation. They're really, really angry. 860 says, why is everyone who's not a far-left kook is a far-right fascist? Yeah, you never hear anybody talking about the far left. You know, like you had the squad came to Somerville in suburban Boston this weekend, and there was a little brawl that broke out. And, you know, you never hear that, there was a brawl outside a rally by the far left squad. It's just the squad. But if it were Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert coming to support, say, Caroline Leavitt, they would say far right congressman supporting. It's a crock. But I don't think anybody's buying it anymore. The mainstream media has no one in its thrall anymore. Nobody's watching it. Yeah, Dementia Joe praised Robert Byrd too. Yeah, they all these people did. So I mean, again, the Democrats, a party with a lineage. I'm changing a couple of words around in the Wall Street Journal editorial. A party with a lineage tracing to the racist parties of the country's past. That's it. I'm just looking at a new poll out. Economy most important issue for voters. I mean, look at your 401k. I said on Friday that my 401k that I have at the newspaper was down 10% for the year. 10%. And that was the first time it had been in double digits down. So that was before the 375 point drop on Friday. Now Taylor, it's down 10.5%. And I'm still not nearly as bad as you, am I? What are you down right now?
I'll have to check.
I'll bet you're down about 26 or 27% today. And the the Democrats just aren't giving up. They're still all in on all of this nonsense that's going on, whether it's the open borders or the green agenda. Now they're after the head of the World Bank. You know why? Because he's not going along with the green fantasies. The World Bank has a mandate. They're supposed to help developing countries. They're not supposed to enforce the green agenda. And so Al Gore, John Kerry, the New York Times are trying to force this guy out. His name is David Malpass. He's being denounced as a climate denier. A climate denier. That's a good poll question for the future, by the way. What is the worst thing you can be described as? Ultra MAGA, semi-fascist, climate denier. All these pejoratives they have for anybody they disagree with. And if you disagree with them, you're a denier, or you're opposed. If you want Republicans to win an election or a conservative to win an election, even a more conservative Democrat to win over a more liberal Democrat in a Democrat primary, you are a democracy denier. 844-500-4242. What do Kyle Rittenhouse, Peter Navarro, and the Canadian Truckers Union have in common? They've all used Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go is the best crowdfunding site for all your fundraising needs. They do not discriminate. If you should need funds for medical, legal, or even pet bills, then you should look at Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go doesn't charge a fee. They let the giver decide how much extra to give the site. This means you can keep more of the donated dollars. GiveSendGo has also been involved in helping those with legal fees surrounding election integrity issues. You know, the father of seven who was arrested by the FBI SWAT team that they say isn't a SWAT team in Philadelphia. He needs money now for himself. It's a totally bogus police state type charges. He's not going to the usual site. He's on GiveSendGo. His name is Hauk. Give, Send, Go is where he went to raise money for his legal defense. Give, Send, Go has a 501c arm that allows you to write off your donation. Take a look at their site and see all the wonderful opportunities to help those in need. Become part of their giver army. Check them out today at givesendgo.com. givesendgo.com. And check out this guy, Michael Hauk. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
Of course, it's more than the name we're not going to forget. It's his courage. He died like he lived. He died like he lived his life. He never stopped fighting.
He died like he lived? You mean he was wearing a sheet over his head when he died? He was trying to get it. He had his cigarette lighter out and he was trying to light a cross. He was in the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan, by the way, if you're not familiar with its historical past, it doesn't just hate black people. It hates Jews and it hates Catholics too. It hates everybody.
The Ku Klux Klan is the Ku Klux Klan.
And Joe Biden spoke at his eulogy, as did Barack Obama, as did Hillary Clinton. They love the guy. They love the guy. He was in the Senate longer than Ted Kennedy. The Democrats are a party with a racist lineage. They're the party that started the Civil War. They killed Abraham Lincoln because he freed their slaves. This week, Raycon is celebrating its five-year anniversary with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to 25% across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie, and right now you can save up to 25% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's five-year anniversary sale. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who is the most likely Democrat presidential nominee for 2024? Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Gavin Newsom, or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
See, I don't think it's going to be Joe Biden. And the reason I made this the poll question today is there was a new poll out yesterday from ABC News that said that 35% of Democrats, only 35% of Democrats, I should say, want Brandon to be the nominee in 2024. And I think in this case, that means there's a submerged Democrat response to the poll question.
What are you talking about?
There can't be 35% of even Democrats who want Joe Biden to run for reelection. I don't believe it. So I don't think it'll be Joe Biden. I think they'd like it to be somebody else, but I don't think they're going to be able to get around Kamala Harris because it's going to be too many cries of racism, misogyny, whatever else. I'm going to say Kamala Harris.
Only 7% say Kamala Harris. 67% think it'll be Gavin Newsom.
Really? Well, how many did Brandon get
for votes? 9%.
9%. And Buttigieg?
Buttigieg 12% and AOC 5%.
Okay. He's a fool, and he is a spoiled rich kid. He's related to Nancy Pelosi, and he's a complete and utter failure and disaster as governor of California. Those are all pluses, but he is, when you get right down to it, a white heterosexual male. 844-500-4242. 508 says, the thing that makes my head want to explode the most is hearing people say they don't know if he's going to run in 2024. I'm assuming he's not going to run because he's going to be impeached in 2023. He's going to be impeached next year, I think, but I don't think he'll be convicted. You know, no matter under the best scenario, the Republicans aren't going to control two-thirds of the Senate. That's how many, you need two-thirds of the vote to convict him and remove him from office. I mean, I heard Nancy Mace, the congresswoman, kind of moderate, I should say. I think Trump was against her in the primaries. She was saying, well, you know, a lot of people want to vote to impeach Biden, but I have to wait to see the evidence. What more evidence do you need than the southern border? He's not enforcing the laws. He's not faithfully executing the laws. It's a no-brainer. I think they are going to impeach him in the House, but again, they can't convict him in the Senate. So he could theoretically run again, but again, he's not of sound mind. He's not all there, and he's getting worse. 844-500-4242. 508, don't forget supporting Plessy Ferguson, Dred Scott decision, opposing Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Dixiecrats, Jim Crow, lynchings, Woodrow Wilson, ending the integrated federal bureaucracy during World War I. It's a horrible, horrible record. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, with regard to the rise of right-wing fascism, no right-wing fascists are responsible for driving up the price of gas, home heating fuel, and groceries to unaffordable levels or fired career professionals for not submitting themselves to a vaccine that doesn't immunize anybody from anything.
Right. I know. And did you see now they're angry that apparently this third booster, the fifth shot, they've only got like 1.5% of the population has taken the shot. You know, Dennis, I mean, that's your hardcore. I mean, I don't know anyone who's considering getting the fifth shot. Do you?
I don't. And, you know, I wonder, how's the record of left-wing fascists on these subjects?
You know, I want all these governors who presided over these lockdowns. I want them all gone. You know, Kate Brown is one of the is one of them out in Oregon. She's running neck and neck with a underfunded Republican challenger. And I think it's just all COVID. It's COVID and post-George Floyd crime. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. So, Dr. Oz got some police endorsements in the Pennsylvania Senate race. But, John Fetterman, the lieutenant governor who had a stroke in May, he's going after the football fan vote. And he was talking about his favorite team, at least except for when he's in Pittsburgh in Western PA. But here's what he had to say yesterday. Cut 18.
And the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles. No, no. Defense!
I don't understand why they begin cheering and clapping when he says something like that. That's like last week they were clapping and cheering when he said, if you want to get something done, send me to New Jersey. Huh? To New Jersey? Surely you meant to say the District of Columbia or Washington? But why would they want to send you, would you like to go to Trenton, the state capital, or Camden, where they make the soup? Hoboken? Where? Time now for Grace's News.
Yes, Howie. So Joe Biden had a little bump in his poll numbers recently, but it would appear that it was not going to, it's not lasting long. The bump has faded. A new poll from ABC in the Washington Post is, as Nick Arama from Red State put it, just a wasteland for Democrats. The poll of likely voters had Joe Biden back down at 39% approval. And the economy was the number one issue for 84% of the people in their decision on who to vote for Congress, with 74% saying the state of the economy was poor under Joe Biden. I think
2%, but 2%, let's look at the bright side. 2% said the state of the economy is very good.
I wonder what those 2% do for a living. I would love to know.
I think they're in the green energy and environmental justice community.
That's a very good point, and you actually just set me up nicely for this next story. I don't know if you heard about this, but Governor Hochul has been getting grief lately. New York is a little bit out of control, but I have good news for anyone who thinks she's lost her way as governor of the Empire State. Hochul's insane green power scheme may raise New Yorkers' power costs. Governor Hochul and the state Public Service Commission recently approved a plan that was 10 years in the making. A decade ago, Blackstone, a private equity firm with $881 billion under management, made a hydro transmission outfit known as Transmission Developers, or TDI, one of its portfolio companies with a grandiose vision of making it a player in the state's utility markets. Now, Blackstone is playing the long game. They think that the green graft, or the grift of the green, is the way to go. They think it will pay off for them big time. And that day is now. TDI will soon be laying 338 miles of transmission cable lines from hydro stations in Canada through the floor of the Hudson River all the way to NYC to provide power to some 1 million homes.
They're laying cables in Nantucket Sound too, for the windmills out there.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see the results of this by...
I can tell you the results.
2026.
Up and away. And I don't mean your beautiful balloon of the fifth dimension fame. I mean your utility rates.
The TDI will be a bargain, I'm sure. It's pretty complex stuff that is made even more daunting, I'm reading from the New York Post, given the costs involved. Just a few months ago, the project was slated to run, and Howie, don't let this destroy your faith in this process, okay? It was slated to run no higher than $4.5 billion. It's now at $6.1 billion because of the immense amount of infrastructure and manpower necessary.
Okay, let's make $6.1 billion the over-under. You want the over or the under?
I would take the over.
I don't think there's too much action on the under side of that.
But back to the polls, as we were talking about before, I did think in Powerline, John Hinderaker had a really good point about the polls and how the approval rating for Joe Biden, because everyone keeps asking me, like, how can it be 39% even? That doesn't even make sense. But I think John hit the nail on the head where he said, when Democrats get the call from the pollsters, they hate Trump and they hate Republicans so much that they say yes just to kind of spite the right. But then when you poll them on if they want him to run again, they say absolutely not. So that doesn't really square
again,
up.
I don't buy that number that 35% of Democrats want him to run again. I don't sense any kind of enthusiasm for him, even from his cabinet officers. I mean, at least not when they're speaking privately.
Yeah, and it's weird because both things shouldn't really exist at the same time. If you approve of the job he's doing, you should want him to run again, right? Because an incumbent has a better chance than an outsider typically. So you should want Joe Biden to run in 2024. If you don't want him to run again, I'm starting to not believe that you actually think he's doing such a bang-up job.
Grace has an office next to mine, and today I was transcribing more than 100 Brandon cuts.
Mm-hmm.
What was your takeaway from listening to that all morning long, Grace?
Well, I wouldn't.
My takeaway is a pounding headache that won't go away. What's yours?
Well, first of all, thank God for Raycons. That was my take halfway through the morning. But I wasn't going to say anything because you are my boss, and I wasn't trying to offend you. But when the mailroom manager said, "For the love of God, please put some headphones on," then I felt like it was okay to suggest that maybe you use your Raycons. And we got them set up to the Bluetooth of the computer, so.
It was great.
You were happy as a clam.
It was great. No one committed suicide in the office today, which I was unclear was going to happen.
Thanks, Raycon.
thank you, Raycons. I don't have to hire anybody new. I don't have to replace any glass windows.
And now you can listen to Biden and stunning HD surround sound.
I know. I feel like most people, when they get Raycons, that wouldn't be the first thing they think of, but.
Oh, boy, I get to listen to Biden in my head now.
The quality is crystal clear. I did a little test on them. By the way, we were just talking about 2024. Well, Governor Gavin Newsom, who is the heartthrob / front runner for a lot of Democrats, he is not mincing words. He says he will not run for president anytime soon. Stop me if you've heard this one before. The governor, widely viewed as the 2020 hopeful, when pressed by a moderator at the Texas Tribune Festival on Saturday about whether he would vie in 2024.
What is he doing at the Texas Tribune Festival? That's some left-wing publication in Texas, right? If he's not running for something other than re-election, why is he in Texas?
Yeah, not to mention he's taking out billboards all across the country in these random states that are banning abortion and telling them to come to California. And then every day, all he talks about is Governor Ron DeSantis. So it's all screams 2024. And then he goes to the White House when Joe Biden's not there. Like the one day Joe Biden leaves the White House, he shows up. And he's got like his jacket over his shoulder and the hair gel. And he's pointing at the cameras, working the crowd. No one believes that he's not
running. I'm telling you, I'm going to stick by my answer to the poll question, though. I don't think they can take it away from Kamala Harris, as dumb as she is. I don't think they can do it.
I am really curious how this will play out. If Joe Biden decides not
when
to run.
Yeah. Joe Biden decides not to run.
Because it's going to be even messier if he does decide to run, right? I can't imagine how, especially people in his cabinet, Howie, how they would say, no, you should vote for me instead of the guy I told you to vote for, who I've been helping for the last 4 years, because I'm going to do a better job at the things he's doing than he's doing. I don't know how you play that.
I want to extend the legacy of Dementia Joe Biden. I want to continue the chaos at the southern border, the rampant inflation, the unaffordable housing costs, the freezing in the dark in the winter in all the cold states, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I'll be very curious to see if they try to knock Kamala Harris off and put in Gavin Newsom. I don't think she'll take that.
No, they're going to try, but I don't see how they can do it.
And especially after she's been saddled with all of these assignments that nobody wants to go near with a 10-foot pole. She's failed at all of them because how can she fix the southern border if the administration's policies are...
What has she ever succeeded at?
She made Joe Biden look like a racist on the debate stage one time. That was, I think, her highlight moment.
You know what? You may be right. I think you're right about that.
Yeah, that was her big moment.
That was her career moment.
Yeah. She said that little girl was me about the busing situation. Hey, last thing, Howie. And I talked about this on my show. And if anyone wants to check it out, it was a really great hour, I thought. You can go to gracecurlyshow.com and check out the podcast. We talked a little bit about Katie Porter. Because Katie Porter is another Democrat from California. Not sure if she's thinking about 2024 just yet. But news came out that she received royalties from books that she required students to purchase during her tenure as a law professor. Now, while she was teaching, during the 2017 academic school year, she taught a total of 4 courses. But
how many students did she have? I mean, that's kind of short money, isn't it? I mean, say she had 200 students and she gets $4. If it's a hardcover book, she gets $4. That's $800.
Oh, I don't think it's... That's actually a really good question, but I don't have the feeling that it's a $4 book.
I mean, her royalties would be $4.
Oh, I get you. Okay, so that's yeah, you're right. A former law professor who was paid more than $285,000 one year during her time at the University of California earned thousands of dollars in royalty fees from law school textbooks that she required her students to purchase. I just think that if you're making $285,000 off of these students to begin with, and you're advocating for canceling student loan debt, the least you can do is not add to their burden and make them buy your book. Maybe give it to them for free. I'm sure she's got free copies. Don't most authors get a few free copies?
Yes, they do.
You could pass them around. You can. The community of students can share the books.
Is this the same woman? This isn't the same woman that had the was with her aide and her husband.
No.
That was a different Katie. But her name was Katie too, wasn't it?
Yeah. What was that lady's name?
Katie Hill.
You might be right. I'm not sure though.
I'm getting my Katie's mixed up.
She
and then there's Katie
resigned.
Hobbs, who's running for the Senate,
and
running for governor
yeah.
in Arizona. She's the Secretary of State.
The Thruple, as you like to call it.
Yes.
The Thruple story. Yeah, I don't know what her name is, but she resigned, but she's still a superstar. She still gets a lot of play on Twitter.
And she's a mom now, too, right? Yeah.
The more you know.
Exactly. Okay, Grace.
Thank you.
Thank you. Having a healthy daily routine is so important. It can make you feel productive or just bring you comfort through life's up and downs. Even better, knowing you can take your premium audio with you thanks to Raycon wireless earbuds. And now's the time to get them because this week you can save up to 25% on Raycon products. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with 3 sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. They feature noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a brisk morning walk, or this morning, as we were just saying, I listened to them when I was transcribing the Joe Biden sound cuts of the last few
weeks.
Here's
a question. Does Joe Biden sound more coherent in awareness mode?
No, even if you put on awareness mode, he sounds very unaware, to put it mildly. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, although I wouldn't want to be listening to Brandon all day. But most importantly, they do not budge from my ear, so I can get down all the uhs and ums and the incoherencies of Joe Biden. With Raycon, I also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. This week, Raycon is celebrating its 5-year anniversary with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to 25% across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie, and right now you can save up to 25% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's 5-year anniversary sale. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-hoo! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
You know, I have a 10-month-old grandson, and we had him. The mailroom manager and I had him on Saturday night. His parents wanted to have the night off, so we took him, and we were having a good time with him, and he loves going to story times at the local libraries, and he just you know, zones out. He loves books. He loves reading. He's a smart little kid. So we took him down to the Wellesley Library on Saturday afternoon, Wellesley Free Library, and we had him there, and he was playing. It's one of his favorite libraries. There's this room where all the kids play, and the bigger kids are there, and they pat him on the head, and you know, they give him little toys to play with, and he just watches the other kids. So we were there for about 45 minutes. He was getting tired, so we decided it was time to leave. We were taking him out. And
did you check the nonfiction section to make sure your books were there?
No, I just stayed in the kiddie section and was just watching him, and he was having a great time. So we're leaving. Yeah, and he's in the stroller, and then the librarian comes up to us and a couple other parents that were there with their kids, and says, "Oh, we're about to have a story time." And the mailroom manager, she knows how much he loves the story times at all the libraries around where he lives, you know, in the suburbs south of the city, and she said, "Oh, that's great." And she didn't listen to the second sentence after she said story time. Do you know
what's drag queen mentioned?
And she said, "Yes, the story today is going to be drag kings, queens, and friends." And then she moved on, and the mailroom manager said, "Oh, that's great. He loves going to story times." And I said, "Did you hear what the topic is?"
"Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am."
And, you know, I know that this stuff goes on, but I never pay it all that much attention because I always figure it's going on in Jamaica Plain or somewhere like that. And I know how woke Wellesley is. And, you know, the high school is totally out of control when it comes to wokeness. But I didn't figure that I would be running into it in, you know, personally. But so we were wheeling him out, and I showed the mailroom manager the sign, and there it was, a big sign: story time, drag kings. You know, notice they didn't say drag queens, they said drag kings, like they were going to try to run a bait and switch on somebody, that we couldn't figure it out what was going on.
Women dressing up like men, is that what it is?
It was drag kings, comma, queens, and friends. And
what's a drag friend? Somebody you don't like dressed up as somebody you might like?
I don't know. I wasn't sticking around for it. And you know, it looked like the turnout was extremely limited, despite the fact that there were a number of kids in the child section of the library, you know, just enjoying themselves, playing with the toys and looking at the books and whatever. But I don't know. I was very surprised that this was going on in Wellesley, the Wellesley Free Library. 774, you were in the kiddie section. Were you sniffing children like pedo Peter Biden? I had my kid with me. I was, my spouse, my wife, we were just...
Everybody under 15, come here.
He said this today. He was talking about the Braves, I guess getting their picture taken with the Braves. Everybody under 15, come here. Really? You don't say. When does the story hour begin, Brandon? I'm Howie Carr.